Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown, and I'm joined down the line by Roy Katzer, who is an investment manager at Redmayne Bentley. Good morning to you, Roy. Are you well?
Yes, Matt, and you? Not too bad at all, thanks.
Good stuff. Well, it's all about banks this week. UK banks reporting.
Sure.
We've already had Lloyds earlier on this week, and this morning we've had Barclays and RBS. Now, both Lloyds and Barclays have reported a double in their profits, Q1 profits, and RBS a good headline numbers out from them. How do you see the banks that have reported, and are these good numbers?
Well, the answer is they're better, and they're getting better. I mean, for example, with Barclays, if we strip out the exceptional debit with the closure of the South African business, I mean, they were pretty decent numbers. Lloyds yesterday, you know, we had a number of exceptionals there. They were only up like 1%. And Royal Bank of Scotland, I think it was the first quarterly profit they've had in about 8 years. So the answer is yes, we're getting better in the banking sector.
And what do you think's driving this? Do you think it's a return to normal banking now, just lending and borrowing or paying interest on funds that clients have put into the banks? Is that what is driving this strong performance from the banks?
Partly. Don't forget, we're really not in normal conditions yet because we've got interest rates at 0.25%, you know, as opposed to what norm of maybe what 3-4% over the last what 10-15 years perhaps. Mm-hmm. And we're also getting we're also getting to the end of things like PPI. We're still getting write-offs there, but you know, we are getting towards the end of that, and that is helping the numbers bear a little bit more credibility as well.
And so this morning, Barclays are trading down about 4%, as you've already mentioned.
Yeah.
the write-downs.
Yeah.
In South Africa. But
sure.
The headline numbers look good, so it's strange to see a bit of a sell-off. I was actually calling them up first thing this morning. Do you think the South African element in Barclays is the only bad news in there, and otherwise it's pretty good numbers?
Well, like you, Matt, actually, I didn't see any other adverse news in the figures. Mm-hmm. Besides the South African write-down. We had Barclays looking up about 6-7p, pre-market hours. And as you say, they're now trading down about 9p. I would expect that as the weeks progress, and assuming we don't get any more bad news from Barclays, that the share price ought to recover.
Understood. And are you seeing investors trading these particular stocks? Are they looking to hold UK banks now?
Banks is something we've had in our portfolios for an awful long time. Unfortunately, if you bought Royal Bank of Scotland at the top, as unfortunately some of our clients did 10 years or so, 10 years ago or so, you're looking at a value to cost of something like 10%. HSBC has obviously performed better because they've got the Asian exposure and also the income yield as well. Of course, we remember Lloyds Bank at £5-6 yielding 7%. They're a fraction of what they were. But I mean, Lloyds look a lot steadier as well. I mean, we're going to get a decent dividend yield off Lloyds going forward.
And talking of dividend yield, are there any particular banks that investors prefer because of the yield in this sector?
I would have thought that the yield stock, definitely not Royal Bank, mm-hmm. But I think we look at HSBC and Lloyds Bank for yield going forward.
Good stuff. And looking away from the banks now, we've had a strong performance since the announcement of the snap election in the pound. We're seeing the pound near the 129, just below the 130 level. Do you see more upside in the pound going forward?
I think the feeling here is that we saw the pound heavily sold off, on the fears of Brexit and also negotiations and how Brexit would pan out. And what we're probably seeing now is, closing of short positions on sterling. I don't think we're going to see sterling go materially higher. But what is interesting, actually, the retail sector, which had performed appallingly over the last sort of year or so, is starting to bounce off its lows because of the recent strength in sterling.
And if we see some weakness again in sterling, will that have an impact on the retailers?
Yeah, possibly. It depends, you know, what hedging instruments they've got in place. Mm-hmm. I think we discussed last time, we mentioned Sports Direct as not being hedged. But obviously the improvement in the currency will help their profits going forward if it stays at this level. I think the thing worth mentioning as well, that generally speaking, that the FTSE, you know, advanced by what, some 10-12% over the last year on the weakening currencies, you know, because obviously 70-80% of the FTSE are overseas earners, and if that retraces, I mean, you could argue that the FTSE could well fall back if we see continuing strength in sterling.
Understood. So we'll look out for any moves in sterling to have an impact on the FTSE going forward. Roy, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Great. Thanks, Matt.